Welcome to MBS Show, episode number 331. I am your host, Norman Sanzo. Joining me today is Starstream.
Hello, every pony.
How are you doing, Star?
It's been a very slow week, as I like to say.
Alrighty then.
Week of gaming!
Much games, much awesomeness. And also joining us this week is Twilight Genesis.
G'day, mate.
How you doing, man?
I'm alright. A little on the tired side.
Oh my.
As always.
Well, what have you been doing, man?
Not much. Just not sleeping like I should be.
That's always a problem, then. But anywho, welcome to the show, guys. And well, let's head into the news. So this week's news, we have a lot to go through. But you know, knowing us, I'm sure we can go ASAP. Probably. I'm sure of it. Japan, Land of Rising Sun and all that not, and all the Gundams and all the Weeboo stuff. So you know what Japan is, I know what Japan is, so... But do any of you guys out there know what Japan is?
Yes.
Nippon.
Yay.
Nihongo.
Well, you guys do. I'm guessing some people do too. Well, that was a silly question. But anywho, MLP was out in Japan. If I remember right, they had 2 seasons of it officially, or probably up to 3, I don't really remember. And they also had up to the 3rd Request Dragons movie. So that's all cool and whatnot. And if I'm not mistaken, they aired that on TV Tokyo, if I remember right. But it seems that now ponies are going to come to the Disney Channel in Japan. And it's going to be aired on the 1st of August, right, the 1st of September, which is quote-unquote today. So yay, much awesomeness.
Did we just travel back in time, Norman? Because you mentioned 1st of August. And today is 1st of September.
Didn't I correct myself?
I think I did.
Yeah, yeah, but...
Well, you did correct yourself.
Yeah. But still, anywho, ponies, Japan, Disney, woo!
I'm looking at the Twitter post. Well, it's in Japanese. It seems that it's... it says that... I'm assuming what is written because I didn't read the translation and whatnot. I should do that right now.
Yeah, but anywho, this gives credence to what I was saying before about how the show Hasbro Ponies and whatnot, they want to kind of weed themselves out of the Discovery Channel. It seems that way.
That's kind of a weird way to do it, I think. Okay, so apparently it says, which is supposedly today, well, 1st of September, at 1 p.m. JST, it's going to show episode 1 to 5? What?
Looks like.
Or is it season 1 to 5?
Season 1.
And, terrible at this. First episode to 5 episode in a series of Disney Channel, blah, blah, blah. So basically just say that there's a new episode, new season coming or something.
Okay. Still, it's all good. But Twilight, what do you have to think, man? What do you have to say?
Not much. Like, it's great that they're releasing more seasons in another language, if that's what this results in. Since I don't watch it, and I didn't even know that they weren't getting episodes from the newer seasons. I might watch, like, the first 2 seasons... with the Japanese audio, just to see what the voices sound like, though.
Actually, they are. Some nice person recorded it and put it online, so you can get the first 2 seasons. And I think they dubbed the singing too, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I think it's.
Oh, that'd
there.
Be interesting.
They dubbed the singing. Well, the nice people of internet, they did what they call it. They record the episodes and put it on the internet, and they sub it for us. So literally,
it's kind of silly if you think about it, but yay!
But hey, for those people who want to hear how the ponies sound like in Japanese, you should try it with all those. At least they sound nice with those squeaking sound.
No squeaky voices. That's just
well, at least they sound cool enough.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, let's head into the second news is, well, you know about BronyCon, right? And there's a con in every country, and Japan PonyCon has one too. And what's the same between all those conventions are that each account or each convention has a Twitter account. And guess what happened? Somehow Japan PonyCon's Twitter got suspended. Oh no.
Oh, that's very sad.
Yeah, and
wait, do you say every mascot, right? But
every con.
Every con.
Yeah.
What about ours?
Yeah, we do.
Do ours have one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I kind of myself didn't check it. I do know that they have the DeviantArts of themselves. But
No. Here's the thing. If Dan is involved, everything has a Twitter.
You sure?
Yep. If Dan is involved, everything has a Twitter.
But I do know that our mascot has a Tumblr. That's the only one that I know.
Yeah, and Project C PonyCon and also the Friendship Express has Twitter accounts, so yay. But getting back on track, Japan PonyCon, what happened here? Like, this is so much confusion. Any theory, boys?
I have no idea. All I can think of is maybe someone got their way into the account and started posting things, or someone who doesn't like the con started reporting things that didn't need to be reported just to get suspended by the bot.
It could be that one, because from what I heard from people talking about the Twitter account, it usually posts cute drawings of their mascot, like Pinocchio. So yeah, that's about it, really. But getting suspended, oh boys, that's just bad.
I just checked; it's still suspended now, and this article was posted
August 26th,
last Sunday.
Yeah,
but so, man, yeah, that it. I figured it would be unsuspended by now.
Yeah,
that's kind of concerning.
I did check it and still suspended. It's kind of sad.
That's just troubling. Like, why? Oh, okay. Horse News mentioned that they got false DMA strikes. Well, that's one theory from Horse News. There's a few more here, but yeah, let's go for that theory. So, yeah, getting false strikes like that does hurt the channel and whatnot. So that sucks. That really, really sucks.
Well, I hope it gets fixed and they get it unsuspended soon.
Yeah, it ain't no fun when something or something like that gets suspended.
False DMCA takedown? Like what? Mascot?
No, it
the
could
mascot
be...
itself is trademark?
No. It could be anything. Like, if you false something, you don't really need to have any backup. The bots will, whatchamacall this, suspend it. And if there's a lot of complaints and there's a lot of brouhaha, they'll look into it and they'll fix it, like how most of YouTube goes. YouTube's another beast of into its own. So let's go to the next news. And it seems that TrotCon had a guest there who was a reporter. Huzzah! It seems that said reporter just went there to check things out and whatnot, and somehow discovered blue ponies. Oh no, all the duckies.
Everyone loves a good Dakimakura.
Indeed. Okay, usually I won't cover this kind of sensationalist news. But I've checked out the report and it's not all doom and gloom. It seems that this reporter went there, had fun, and also discovered things that he or she didn't discover, but all around was positive.
That's always good to hear when journalists do something about an article about the fandom and the conventions, and they don't just dump into the whole it's full of deviants and perverts and stuff. That's always good to hear when they actually go, no, it's actually kind of cool and everyone's really chill and stuff.
True. And you know what? It's just guys being guys and whatnot. And if something is popular, something is going to be made of it. And you know what? You know the whatchamacallit, whatever phrase is. Yeah, you know that phrase. And looking at the pictures that he took, I'm guessing he took them, it seems that it's all good. Like, of course, there's going to be sensationalist news because it's the news and you need to do that kind of thing to sell papers and whatnot. Trust me, I've been in that boat before. And yeah, he's just going to make this article there and whatnot. So yeah, it seems that he had a good time. It's all good.
As I said before, it's pretty cool to see, for once, a journalist who didn't just jump into bagging on the fandom and actually ended up enjoying their experience at the convention with the fandom. And the only other thing I can really think of is that I'm wondering if we're going to end up having anything like that at AliCon in the next few weeks.
Oh, wow. Can't wait to hear news, man. Like, that's got to be awesome.
It might be, it might not be. It stands to be seen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping to see Dakimakura's there, but I also don't want to see those kind of Dakimakura's there. Like, cute ones, yes. Lewd ones, not so much.
Alrighty then, you better take pictures, man. You gotta take pictures. Like,
I'll take pictures and send them to you, Norman, yes.
The cute ones. Oh, you. So, anywho, let's head into the next news. And with every con, you gotta have guests. And talking about guests, Big Jim Miller. He detailed Starlight Gleamer's role in the show on the Twitters. Yay! So, a lot of people have been asking, what is Starlight Gleamer's role? Why is she a counselor in Twilight School and whatnot? And what is she doing there? And blah, 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 blah. And to summarize things in a neat little package, Big Jim says that Starlight Gleamer here fits the role as the counselor because she's had experience about being a bad pony and whatnot, and she's learned from Twilight. And technically, she's not taking the seventh, element or member of the crew. Thank you. Star. And, well, that seventh spot goes to Spike. We all know that, right?
Better go to Spike.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? He's been there from beginning.
No, you know why I want to say why?
Why?
Why? Why? It wasn't because of he wasn't there at the beginning. I mean, he is there at the beginning. My why was because the way they treat him is what I want to say.
Who? The main six or the
fans? The element of patience.
Yeah, he pretty much got
dealing with all of that shit.
I got that right. I was like, he's the only one who get most of the treatment by them. The so-called treatment. As in, like, you know, Twi always asking him to do things, you know, like a gopher boy, typically. But why?
Twi.
Now that Big Jim says that he's the seventh member, like,
in his opinion,
Spike,
by the way.
What?
But
like,
still.
Like, the way you treat the cool guy, man, you know?
But still, Twi, I have to give it up to you, man. The elements of patience. Cheers, man, cheers.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But in the Equestria Girls universe, the seventh element is empathy, and that goes to Shim Sham.
Yes, go Shim
Sham. And Spike is still treated as a doormat.
He's a dog, so you can't say anything much about that one.
Hey, but at least he's a cool dog.
He's a talking dog. Isn't that right, Scooby? But anywho, yeah, this news here, this tidbit here, is kind of cool. It's one of those things where when we saw Starlight Gleamer when she first appeared, she was the villain and whatnot, and her redemption in season 6 was kind of a rocky one. And yeah, this one says a lot about how the newer crew kind of looks at Gleamglam. And I won't say that she's writer favorite or whatnot, favoritism and whatnot. I think that they have an idea for her and they're trying to roll with it.
Judging by like the way that the tweet is written, it seems like the point of her is that her redemption is still ongoing. So every time that she shows up, it's something about her learning more lessons, and it's all a part of her journey to becoming fully redeemed. Even though watching the show, it feels like they redeemed her, like at the end of that finale where she was the bad guy the last time, and now it's just her screwing up, trying to be a good person. So I like the idea that it's, she hasn't actually been fully redeemed yet. This is, every time we see her, it's part of her road to redemption. I feel like they could have done that idea a lot better. Like, they could have conveyed it more. I don't know how they would have conveyed it more. My writing skills are a bit rusty at the moment.
No, but I agree with you, man. Like, the character there was growing and whatnot and stuff. Like, I think I had this discussion before with Glim Glam before all of this, and it will be fun to see it again happening with the knowledge that we have now. But hey, that's probably something for the future. Huzzah! But anywho, let's head into the next news. So, from the TV series, let's go to the movies again. Haha. Okay, I'm gonna be ASAP with this one because this has been beaten to death, because the movie has been out for almost what, a year now? Am I right?
Yeah, about 10 months or so. Yeah, depending on where you were.
That's true. So, anywho, at the last Comic-Con, we saw that they promoted this one. Remember this DVD cover? They had it where they were showing the Kotobukiya Pinkie Pie figure and whatnot and stuff. So, there's going to be a double feature, the My Little Pony movie and My Little Pony movie all in one box. Sorry, I should rename that. My Little Pony, the movie, in one box. Yes. So, in this box, they're going to contain two movies. The 2017 movie and the 1986 movie. So, much awesomeness in this DVD Blu-ray combo. You're going to get deleted scenes, Equestria Girl shot, Breaking with Pinkie Pie feature, Making Magic with the Main Six and Their Friends, Journey Beyond Equestria, a music video by T. Diggs and Hanazuki short. And, well, that's for the 2017 movie. And in the 1986 movie, I got no idea. You probably get the movie and that's about it. Be happy.
Yeah, I don't see them having much noise special features for the 86 movie. Because that old at this point. They might have, like, a making of or a commentary.
Yeah, it should be, man. Like, come on. Like, the My Little Pony... Sorry, My Little Pony, the movie, they should have some things out, right? Like, come on. It's like, what, 35 years worth of content to be had? Like, director's cut or commentary or even probably behind the scenes and stuff. Come on.
Oh, well, I haven't purchased the 2017 movie yet. So, I might get this instead. I'll wait till this comes out, and then I'll get the 2017 movie by buying this, so I get both, and I don't have any duplicates.
Yeah, alright. But hey, wait, didn't you wanted to buy the misprint?
I wanted to get the misprint, but at the time I couldn't afford to get it, and I never actually saw any copies of the misprint out, because I wasn't going to stores or anything at the time.
Oh man, I wish I could have gotten the misprint, it'll be fun. but still... But you know what? Let's head into the next news. And the next news is a bit confusing news. Because love-hate relationship with this one. Because a while back we mentioned that Netflix was taking down the pony content. But oh no, they're putting it back up. But now they're taking it back down. But it seems that ponies have been removed from Netflix in the UK and Australia. And it's going to be removed on the 31st of August in the US and Canada. Oh no, the horror. Then suddenly, oh no, it's up there, I think. Bye. Yeah, it's there.
At first it went bye-bye and then now it came back.
Yeah. And then like, oh no, it's there until the end of September. Yeah, so it's like, what the hey?
Yeah, that just seems a bit redundant. They took it down and then they put it back up, but it's only going to be up for like a week or something, according to the article. So I have no idea what the heck that's about, but I don't watch ponies on Netflix, so that doesn't bother me at all.
True, same here, but it's just like, if you get Netflix one day and you want to watch something, okay, you probably finish watching Baby Devil Man Cry Baby or something like that. Or maybe Castlevania.
Devil Man Cry Baby.
Yeah, Devil Cry Baby. Well, there's a lot of shows that is in my head. Oh, Voltron, yeah, that's a good one. Better than whatever I just said.
Big Mouth, but not for children. I know it looks like a kid's show, but it's not a kid's show.
What was that panda, like that Red Panda show? Oh, I Go to School.
Agretzko.
Yeah, that's another good one too. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I watched it all one night.
Nice.
Isn't there also, was it Castlevania on it?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah, Castlevania, only 4 episodes there, and season 2 is coming soon. And yeah, I mean, we're talking about Netflix, so yeah.
And I also remember Gretsuko was also on there.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned before. And after you're finishing all that, hey, probably watch some ponies, yeah, right? But you can get to watch it until the end of September. So, yeah. Oh, boy, much confusion.
Just a bit.
Yeah. But anywho, let's head into the, next topic. And next topic is, what have we been doing with our week? So, Star, you were streaming live today on the Twitch, and you were playing a new game. Talk about it, man.
Basically, this new game has just been released on the 30th of August. It's called Two Point Hospital. It's a spiritual successor to Team Hospital, which was released back in about 1997, 1998.
That's wrong.
I remember playing that, yeah. Back then, I remember I was playing that on the PS1, and I did dabble a bit. And after that, I did play a bit on the PC version, 10 years later, with the open source version of it. So, the team behind Two Point Hospital is the same team that developed Team Hospital back then. So, I did watch their dev interview. They did say that they kind of wanted a proper sequel to Team Hospital, because they themselves have seen that there is no games that is good enough to challenge that platform, that game. And the funny thing about it is that even though we have been waiting for so long, it so happened that in this year, two different hospital games came out.
Oh, wow.
One is, as of now, Two Point Hospital is out. And the one that's gonna be coming in October is called Project Hospital, which is a different take on Hospital Tycoon game. So Two Point Hospital is more towards the imaginary diseases, fictional disease, where things like lightheadedness, where literally the person's walking around with the light bulb on the head, and to treat them, you just have to unscrew the light bulb from the person's head and just replenish it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of thing. It's just like the old school Team Hospital, where the person had this one disease called bloaty head, where the person has an inflated head. And so you go to this inflation room where they actually pop the head and just air pump it back up. That kind of thing. It's same kind of shenanigans. And there are a ton of other punny disease also. The 8 bitten was the one that I recently unlocked, which basically you see the patient as a 8-bit character.
Okay.
Apparently the person has some pixel degradation with a long yearning for nostalgia caused by being bitten by an 8-bit spider. That kind of funny things. And to cure it is you have to send the person into a pixelator. Where it would depixelate the person and just returning them to HD graphics again. That kind of shenanigans. As for the ones that is going to come out soon, that's called Project Hospital. That game is more towards real life situations where you actually get real life diseases whereby you get disease like the normal common cold all the way until surgery, typical surgery, or even emergencies where you actually see the doctors, the ER, wheeling the patient having those blood drip on the ground, those kind of things, to the surgery, to the operating theater to, you know, to operate on them, to fix them or whatnot.
All right. So one is more serious and the other more fantasy based then.
Yeah, more fictional based.
All
but
right.
That is kind of the trend that I've been seeing, because it's not just the hospital tycoon. It also happened on the park management game, like the Parkitect and the Planet Coaster, whereby Planet Coaster is more sandboxy, where you can just design everything and whatnot, and the Parkitect is more serious, where you do like micromanagement kind of things. There is also like games like the Prehistoric Park Tycoon, where there are basically a lot of games that is being done and whatnot.
All right. And I think you started streaming today?
Yeah, I was just testing out the stream or whatnot, because I was like, you know what, I just want to test out some things, see whether or not it's working or not. Not sure whether or not whether I'm going to continue or not.
All right.
Just an experiment.
All right, then. And let's see. Twai, what about you, my friend? How has your week been going?
It's been all right. I've been pushing a little bit further in Dad of Boy. And just earlier tonight, I got the Destiny 2, just the base game, for free off the PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yeah.
So I started playing that.
I may need to redeem that.
I did hear God of War is also free on PS Plus.
Wait, boy, God of War?
God of War 3.
Oh, okay.
It's only the third game of the original series and not the new one.
Hey, still, I haven't played that one. It's all good. I might download that. Going to the PlayStation. Continue on, my friend. Continue on.
Aside from that, working and streaming, my week's been, you know, usual. Probably not getting as much sleep as I need to, and putting off editing videos for my YouTube channel in favor of sitting around and streaming and playing War Thunder.
Well, streaming is fun. That's kind of working.
Yeah, it's going pretty well. I'm already an affiliate. I've got one sub, and I got the first person to ever cheese me bits happen the other night as well.
Awesome.
So, yay, you know, growth. Slow growth, but growth.
Yay, much awesomeness. Congratulations, my friend.
Cheers. But aside from that, not much this week has really happened out of the ordinary.
Alrighty then. Still, congratulations, man. Like, I saw you posting your, what should we call this, affiliation with the Twitch thing over there, and that was much awesome. Like, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a better person.
Cheers. Now, if only I could get a few more subscribers.
We're getting there, my friend. I'm in the same boat, too. I need more subscribers.
One day, Norman, we'll be internet famous.
You mean horse fame?
Just horse famous, internet famous, whatever. Just famous in some regard. When everyone else has given up on the platforms we use.
Probably. Star, you were saying something? You wanted to ask something?
It would be nice to be internet famous, other than the fact that your privacy will be less kind of a thing, and whatever you say, have to be careful from now onwards.
Dude.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, probably. Oh, well. At least. That's the price of fame.
If people follow me and don't expect rudeness, crass humor, and generally just being a terrible person, then they don't know why they followed me to begin with. that is my primary benefits, is that I try not to censor myself too much.
Well, at least they know what they're getting. I'm on the PSN store now, and I'm seeing that they have Assassin's Creed Trilogy, Bound by Flame, Draw Slasher, Mafia 3, and Siberia 3, but no God of War 3.
The God of War 3 probably won't kick in until the things change over a few days into September.
Probably.
For some reason, the PlayStation Plus monthly thing doesn't line up with the months exactly. Mm. So sometimes it'll be a couple days or even a week into the next month before it properly swaps over to the new stuff. But Destiny 2 was apparently made available for a whole week earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just get that one since it's free. But still, why? Besides all that, like, tell us, man. Like, how did you get affiliated? Like, those one of those things where, wow, it happened to my friend. How did it happen?
Well, getting affiliated is pretty simple. You need 50 followers, and then within a 30-day period, you have to stream for 7 individual days and stream for a total of 8 hours. So that's easy, because, like, 8 hours, I stream for a minimum of 3, so I fix that in two, like, 3 streams. So that's 3 out of 7 days. So that's easy. The difficult part, aside from getting 50 followers, is having the average of 3 viewers per stream.
Oh, okay.
Which, I've got that partly because some of my friends, such as my friend Bruni Musical Hater, which is his alias, him and his brother, a couple of my other friends, they tend to jump, if they're at home and they aren't doing anything, they will jump in and just, even if they don't chat, they'll lurk the stream, so they count as followers, viewers for me. Nice. So that's always a good way to get through. Also, because I joined the Potato Squad Twitch community, and they sort of help each other out, and people will follow each other and watch each other's streams. I've got like 5 people who auto-host my streams. From there, I auto host them all back because they're all pretty cool people. And then they also have this weird lurker thing that you can bring up and have multiple streams open on a single tab, and then you count as a viewer to all of them all at once.
Okay, so what does the auto stream thing like? You're hosting people?
Oh, yeah, the auto host just means that if you're not streaming and you're not at a computer to set yourself to host someone, and someone that's on your auto host list comes online, it will automatically start hosting them.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I think I've seen that recently. So besides that, what have you been doing, man?
As I said, just work, Dad of Boy, War Thunder, and as of today, Destiny 2. There's not a whole lot of much of anything else.
All right. And well, as for me, nothing special really. Overwatch has this new event going on, and it has something to do with the Twitch stream. So I've been quote unquote watching some Twitch streams about Overwatch, but the keyword is quote unquote because I just leave it open so I can get the loot. So yeah. But besides that, been going back to Magic. I think I told you guys that last week. Been doing a bit of Commander play, and that was really fun. Had a really awesome game yesterday. Went to the game shop at 5. Went back home at 1. My goodness. So yeah, there's that. Other than that, I don't think I've done anything new. Let's see. Let's try and spice things up a bit. As for the shows I've been watching, Voltron, that happened. Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It seems that there'll be a season 8, so yay.
And, I didn't even know they were like past season 2.
Oh yeah. Somehow season 3 was a short one. And yeah, there was a lot, man. Like, Voltron is a fun show. Like, if you are on the fence about watching it, you should go watch. It's a lot of fun. And other than that, I'm all over the place because there's a lot of things going on. Let's just say that I've watched a lot of videos and they're a lot of fun. Besides that, nothing new. Still going through the motions. Edit a bit more of the podcast. I think what next week people will be getting. I think this week, yeah. When this episode comes out, it'll be this week. So people will be getting the review for Horseplay. So yay, that's a lot of fun. So prepare for a lot of bad acting in that episode review. So yay, much fun. So anywho. That's the news for this week, or that's the show for this week. So anyhow, If you guys have any questions or concerns or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at thembc@gmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitters. The show's Twitter account is at thembsshow, and my personal Twitter account is at Norman Sanzo. So, Star, where can the good people find you?
People could find me on my DeviantArt, AngelicoreXX, or my Twitter account. That's also the same thing.
Alright, then. And Twi, where can the good people find you?
They can find me on DeviantArt and Twitch under Twilight Genesis, and they can find me on Twitter at The Midnight Pint, and on YouTube also at The Midnight Pint.
Alrighty then. And also please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, YouTube. Don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date. And Stitcher Radio, and also like our Facebook page. You can also catch us on pointoflife.com. Also do subscribe to the review and discussion podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. That's the MBS review and that's the MBS show reviews and discussion podcast. Over there, you'll catch me, Silver Quill, Sappy, reviewing pony episodes, comics, and also movies. And we like to do discussions. And do check out one of our recent discussions that will be coming out soon-ish. For the Patreon, you'll get that, well, soon. Seriously, you'll get that one soon. Talking about the Patreons, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com. With every support, you'll get a week early access to the review and discussion podcast, exclusive and deleted content, and a huge thank you from me. Talking about thank yous, I'd like to thank Burger Cat, Master of Like, Tristan, Charles, Starstream, Lucky Knight, and also Amy. Thank you so much, guys. You've been awesome. And, well, let's see. I have been Roman Sanzo.
This is Starstream.
I'm Twilight Genesis.
And we'll guys catch you next week with another fun episode of the BS Show. See ya.
See ya.
Cheers.